shop and have somebody charge me for something I already know.
What do you already know?
The air conditioner's not blowing.
I know, but you don't know why. I mean,
right.
You could have your compressor could be on the way out. I mean, you could have a low charge. You there are a lot of things you could have.
You're assuming it's low charge.
Yeah, I think so, because it's progressively gone. So it wasn't like an abrupt thing. It didn't make any noises. The compressor didn't squeal or anything. It's just not blowing.
Yeah, so you can go and go the minimum route. If you got to think about long range for this car. Do you expect that you're going to have this car next summer?
Yes, I usually drive them till they drop.
Yeah, why not?
Well, no, there's no reason not to do that, but I'm going to suggest that. How much does this kit cost?
It's like $20. And you can get just the Freon charge thing for like $12. And then there's this kit that has a can that has lubricant and stop leak in it.
Well, I mean, when you say this happened gradually,
mm-hmm.
over what period of time?
Over the past 2 years. Last summer, it was blowing, you know, pretty cold. But this summer, we've had some pretty hot weather, and it's a black car, so... You know, it was taking a while to have to get on the highway before it started really getting...
I think your assumption that it's got a leak is valid.
And it's got a slow leak, obviously.
And it's a slow leak because it's lasted a couple of years.
So you ought to go the $20 route, or the cheapest route. Just put a can of stuff in there.
No, I would throw in I would get the stuff with the anti-leak thing in.
Oh, the stop leak?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know what that stuff is, though.
Well, we don't know what it is.
Well, who cares?
What it does is, like every other sealant, is it attacks seals and O-rings and the like and swells them up. So if you have one that's loose, it makes it bigger and it stops the leak. But it's the kind of thing you generally put in when it's a last resort kind of thing.
Okay.
That, you know, so if you're planning to keep the car, I think there's a possibility, although I'm sure the people who make the stuff will disagree, that you're going to damage stuff that wasn't already damaged. And
that's
for that reason,
fear.
I think I would probably avoid that, but just put in the refrigerant.
And then maybe next summer take it.
Yeah, well, I could start that way. I could go along with that.
Okay.
Just use the refrigerant now, see what happens, see how long it lasts. See if it lasts till next summer.
And then maybe next summer take it in and have them find...
No, next summer use the stop leak stuff with it.
See, the reason I'm afraid of the stop leak is because, you know, they make that stuff, that anti-knock stuff. You put it in your engine and it quiets your valves down while you're selling the car, and then it, you know, it gums up the engine for the next portion.
Yeah, we used to have that too. We called it sawdust.
Yeah.
Here's my only concern. You know, back in the old days when we used a refrigerant known as R12
yep.
or Freon,
right.
we used to also recommend this same thing to people. And then we found out some years later, don't forget we've been on the air for like 109 years, that releasing this stuff into the atmosphere was harmful. And now,
yeah.
you know, it's illegal to do this.
Right.
And it's illegal also to release this stuff into the atmosphere too. It must all be, you know, captured and reused.
Sure.
The problem is that if you have a leak, then you are unwittingly releasing it into the atmosphere, much like you would if you just opened the valve and just let the stuff out of the can.
And that's why I think he should get the stop leak and the 134A together. Because if it does have a small leak, you might in fact stop it. And if you're doing damage to things, well, it's only going to leak more. So next year you'll have it fixed.
Yeah, I'm just afraid the stop leak is this, like a temporary rubber band chewing gum kind of thing.
Absolutely.
It's going to screw up my compressor or something.
You
and
it won't screw up your compressor.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. In fact, most of it probably doesn't even work. They put stop leak on the container just
it's
to make you feel good.
It's the whipped cream they put in the...
Yeah, I mean...
Come on, just try it out, will you? It's another $8. I'll give you the
well,
$8.
I could have figured that out myself. Why am I calling you?
I don't know.
Why are you? You want to argue with somebody.
I would say go the cheap route and see if in fact it works.
I don't agree.
And if it... Well, because I don't think the stop leak is going to work. And one way or the other...
how are we going to know if it works unless Kurt tries it out?
I'll call you
back.
We've
got an opportunity here to experiment on somebody else's car.
If it works, I'll call you back. If
all right.
Work,
go ahead.
Say...
And if it doesn't work, I'll give you $8. If that's what it costs.
I don't think we should begin offering money back to callers to whom we
give. I'm not going to pay him. I'm just telling
advice.
Him I'll pay
him. Okay. Good luck, Kurt.
Oh, you guys are great. I listen to you all the time. I love you. You're
Kurt,
great.
And I love you too, and you're great.
Thank you for
see
your
you later.
Time.
Thanks for calling,
right,
and
no
don't call again.
Bye-bye.
No help at all. Goodbye.
That's our motto, no help at all. 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Dawn, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
All right.